Everybody, how's everybody doing this evening? Good? Awesome. Well, turn in your Bibles to Psalm chapter 18. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you that we have the opportunity to come into your house tonight. Lord, we pray you continue to work healing in Pastor's tooth. We pray for every family here touched by sickness and disease and broken bones and broken hearts, anything out of place. Lord God, we pray that you minister to them right where they are tonight. Lord, we lift up the caregivers and situations, and we ask that you strengthen their hands in Jesus' mighty name. We pray for those in the workforce, Lord, who day after day after day continually go into the workforce and take care of their families and do what's right by you. Bless them abundantly. Overflow their homes and their whole being, Lord, with not only finances, but strength and energy and might in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up the elections to you tonight in Jesus' name, and we pray your will prevail, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I'm putting on my glasses because we're going to do a whole lot of reading, a little different taste than what I usually do tonight, but the songs, by the way, were the Holy Spirit. I love you fervently and devotedly. I'm reading from the Amplified tonight. I love you fervently and devotedly, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my keen and firm strength, in whom I will trust and take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The cords or bands of death surrounded me, and the streams of ungodliness and the torrents of ruin terrified me. The cords of Sheol, the place of the dead, surrounded me. The snares of death confronted and came upon me. 6. In my distress, when seemingly closed in, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him into his very ears. Then the earth quaked and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled. They moved and were shaken because he was indignant and angry. There went up smoke from his nostrils, and lightning out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. 9. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and thick darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub, a storm, and flew swiftly. Yes, he sped on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret hiding place, and his pavilion, his canopy round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. 12. Out of the brightness before him there broke forth through his thick clouds hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered from the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice amid hailstones and coals of fire. 14. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he flashed forth lightnings and put them to rout, talking about the enemies. Then the beds of the sea appeared, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He reached from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated and abhorred me, for they were too strong for me. If you're facing anything tonight, you guys, that's too strong for you. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me and harbored me, for they were too strong for me. He is our strength and our high tower. 18. They confronted and came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay and support, not people, not governments, not situations, not money in the bank, not jobs, not pastors, not me, not Phil, not Harold, not Trish. The Lord. Was my stay and my support. In other words, He is what held me. He is what kept me. It was because of Him I defeated the enemies. It was because of Him I did everything I needed to do. 19. He brought me forth also into a large place. He was delivering me, because He was pleased with me and delighted in me. He will deliver you guys because, and He is delivering you because He is pleased with you and He is delighted by you. Pleased and delighted with us. I don't care what the enemy's been doing to you this week. I know it's Wednesday. I'm glad you're here. He's pleased and delighted. I don't care if you stumbled and you fell. He is still pleased and He is still delighted. He has not changed His mind about you. Amen. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, my conscious integrity and sincerity with Him. According to the cleanness of my hands has He recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all His ordinances were before me, and I put not away His statutes from me. You know, some days we question ourselves, Lord, am I doing right? Have I really messed it up this time? Have I really gone too far with You this time? Are You going to discard me? Is this the day that I no longer have place with You? No. No. That is when He runs and takes you in His hand and lifts you up. Amen. No, He's not done and He's not finished with us. He is just getting, when we are weak, He is strong. He's just getting started right there. Don't run from Him. Don't run from Him. Run to Him. I don't care how bad the fall was, run to Him. I don't care how far away it felt, run back. Don't for one second let the devil try and trick you into thinking you've really, really did it this time. You can't show your face down there around that church no more. You did it this time. For all His ordinances were before me, and I put not away His statutes from me. 23, I was upright before Him and blameless with Him, ever on guard to keep myself from my sin and guilt. Not only do we have to battle against sin, we have to battle against guilt if we fall into the sin, guys. Don't Let it take you down. No, he's not just the God of second chances. He's the God of many, 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 many chances. His will is none perish. And if we will run back to him, he's right there. Right there to give us the hand up. Right there, like Peter, to draw us out of the many waters. It's not his will that we go down and sink. Therefore has the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, my uprightness and right standing with him, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. 25, with the kind and merciful you will show yourself kind and merciful. With an upright man you will show yourself upright. With the pure you will show yourself pure. And with the perverse you will show yourself contrary. For you deliver an afflicted and humble people, but will bring down those with haughty looks. 28. For you cause my lamp to be lighted and to shine. The Lord my God illumines my darkness. Not the darkness, my darkness. He will light us up. He will show us ourself. And he will save us from ourself. Amen? I guarantee you, he knows you better than you know you. And he will save you from you. Amen. For by you I can run through a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect, and the word of the Lord is tested and tried. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and put their trust in him. Do you? He is a refuge for those who do it. Use it. Take it. Trust in him. Where do you go for your refuge? Your job, your mom, your... He is a shield to those who take refuge and put their trust in him. 31, for who is God except the Lord? Or who is the rock save our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes my way perfect, he makes my feet like hinds feet, able to stand firmly or make progress on dangerous heights of testing and trouble. Here it comes again. He makes my feet like a hinds feet, able to stand firmly or even to go ahead and make progress on dangerous heights of testing and trouble. Is there any testing or trouble going on? I'm doing this here tonight because I've got testing and trouble going on. And I know we've got testing and trials, troubles going on. But he will make our feet like hinds feet, guys. We're not going to slip and fall, all right?
But I already did, Joanne. What do you mean?
Dust it off. Ready? Go. He will shore you up again. You will make progress, even if it is dangerous, Even if it is treacherous, you will make progress. I guarantee you, when you come through this thing, you will see the progress you've made. And don't stop. If you're going through something, don't take a break and stop. Go on through. Keep going through. Don't stop in the middle. Keep going on with God. Okay, guys? Don't stop. I don't care what everyone else in the church is doing. You go on with God. Everybody else is getting last few days of cool. I don't care. Everybody else is starting to come in a little late. Who are you? Well, everybody else is starting to slough off a little. Who are you? Treachery can come into a church and start tripping people up. The enemy make us lazy, tired, watchers, watching everybody else except God. Tricky, slippery, treacherous slopes. But God, we need to keep our eye on Him. I don't care what everybody else is doing. I'm having to ask the Lord a whole bunch of stuff tonight, so bear with me. I don't want to get off track, and I don't want to get into a whole lot of things I shouldn't. Just know this. Keep supporting your pastors and keep supporting your church. Treachery amiss. What are you going to do? The other day, for our anniversary, you know, we stood and shown how many years we were here, you know, in the church. Are you going to let the devil take your years, your months, your days? That's what I want to know. Because of slopes. Are you just going to gird up your loins and go on doing the work? This isn't about us. It's about Him and His kingdom. What are we doing with it? Slippery slopes. That's all I'll say about that. Verse 33, last part of it. He sets me securely upon my high places. 34, He teaches my hands to war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness and condescension have made me great. He became low so we could be great. Great! I I don't know about you guys, but I'm great. How you doing? I'm great. That's what he came for. He bought and paid for it. 36, you have given me plenty of room for my steps under my feet, that my feet would not slip. He's done that for us. He's made our footing sure. Amen. 37, I pursued my enemies and overtook them. Neither did I turn again until they were consumed. Now this part here I taught in ladies' group. I smote them so that they were not able to rise. They fell wounded under my feet. What are you doing with your enemies? Bringing them in, serving them tea, being their buddy? Are you pulverizing them and getting them out? It's time to kick some devil butt around here. We've played with him and danced with him too long. Oh, Joanne, you're starting to get rough. Pastor ain't the only one that preaches what he sees. Come on now. They were consumed, not able to rise. They fell wounded under my feet. For you, God, have girded me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me and caused to bow down those who rose against me. You have also made my enemies turn their backs to me, that I might cut off those that hate me. 41, they cried for help, the enemies cried for help, but there was none to deliver them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. And then I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I emptied them out as dirt and mire of the streets. That's what we need to do with the enemies. They're trying to make a treacherous situation around here. Pulverize them to dust. This church, guys, is your church. Without you, no church. What are you going to do with it? Going to start praying? Going to start praying for your pastors? Look, start praying for one another. There's so much going on in folks' lives right now. I can't even begin to tell you. Everybody's getting nailed. Now listen to me. When you're getting nailed and you're sitting there on your couch going, oh, start praying for someone in the body. I didn't say pray for yourself. I said start praying. Get your mind off of you for a minute and pray for someone in this body. Because you ain't the only one going through. Okay, we're in this boat together. Come on, we are in the boat together. If one stops paddling, it's going to affect. If two stops paddling, it's going to affect us. What are we doing? Row, 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 row. Pray for one another, guys. Forty-three. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. And that's a little bit of what I'm talking about tonight. Deliver us, O God, from the strivings of the people. Deliver these people from the strivings. Deliver me from the strivings, Lord. Help! I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. He put down his hand. Actually, he came down and met me right where I was. If we will ask him for help instead of griping about it, he will come down. I said, if we will ask him for help, he will come down in the situation. But if we have tea with the devil, and I keep using that because Trisha's having a tea this weekend, and it's in my head. But if we keep having tea with the devil, who's in control of you anyway? We're not going down. We're going to fight. And these women know. Joanne gets on some. She won't quit until the job is done. I will keep saying it and saying it and saying it and saying it till the job is done. This is ours. God entrusted it to all of us, not just pastors' hands, but all of us. Yeah, they're leading the thing, but you know what? You stop backing them. Church. Strivings of the people. You made me the head of the nations. A people I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners submitted themselves cringingly and yielded obedience to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their caves or strongholds. Do you know that your enemies had to bow? But if you have tea with them, they're going to hang around. They're going to have nice conversations, long conversations with you about how to feel about everything going on in the church. I know what I'm talking about. They're cowards. They can bow. It can stop. Filthy hands off. This is ours. That's a rebuke. To the devil, not to you guys. The Lord lives, blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The God who avenges me and subdues people under me, who delivers me from the enemies. Yes, you lift me up above those who rise up against me. You deliver me from the man of violence. Therefore will I give thanks and extol you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverances and triumphs gives he to his king. Hello, kings and priests. And he shows mercy and steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring, forever. Not just for a little bit of time and then he's done. Forever, guys. I'm going to read a little bit out of Psalm 19, then we're going to do something. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, restoring the whole person. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure and bright, enlightening the eyes. The reverent fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yes, than much fine gold. sweeter than the honey and also the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his lapses and errors? Can you discern your lapses and errors? Do you know what's tripping you up? Do you know what's holding you back? Who can discern what it is that's jacking them up? Who are you talking about? What are you doing? Can you discern your own lapses and errors? Clear me from hidden and unconscious faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be blameless, and I shall be innocent and clear of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my firm, impenetrable rock and my Redeemer. Amen. I want to give us about 5 minutes to just pray right where you are, individually. If you haven't had time to talk to God this week, this is a good time. I want you to tell Daddy what's eating you. Whatever it is. Something in the church eating you? Something in your life eating you? Both? People eating you? Enemies eating you? Tell him. Don't tell others. Don't talk to other people about it. Tell the only one that can do something about it. He is our daddy. We can tell him anything. He already knows. But he wants the relationship and the communion. He wants us talking to him. He wants to know that we're aware and conscious of our own faults and errors. And then the change begins. So about 5 minutes, guys, just pray however you want to and tell him what's on your mind.